Hey, hey, es ist Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt, der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler und Nadja Rabe.
Hallo liebe Podcast-Hörer, ich bin Astrid Bassler. Hello everybody, today we have Nadja Rabe here with us. I'm very happy that she has joined us today. Yeah, maybe you want to say hi.
Hello, thanks. Hi everyone. Great format, I like it.
Nadja is one of the organizers of a student exchange program called Norge Berlin. Students from Norway are coming to Berlin for 1 year and they live here and they go to school. And about this project, with this project, they also get to know cultural places they do on the weekends, especially events. Mm-hmm. And because of this, we did also last year a really nice event, a weekend where we did a street art tour with one of our artists, Lujan Cordaro. And after that, we did a great workshop so the kids could do like a collage about what they like about Berlin. And it was really fun to see, how they experience the city and the place. They were about 16, 17 years old, right?
Yes, they come here and either they're 16 or 17 years old, and some of them turn 18 here because they stay for 11 months altogether. So it's a really interesting time for everyone involved, for the guest parents. And I'm sort of the organizer of my whole company basically has the goal to find a home, and this is part of it. So we find the homes for these 30 kids to really feel at home in Berlin.
Yeah, that also includes that you're a little bit the mom here in Berlin for them.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
Everything that's happening, mm-hmm. you're involved, like mm-hmm. if they feel happy, if they're homesick or whatever.
That's true.
You are the person after, obviously, besides their parents, which is here and helping them. So,
Yeah, and we always offer 3 events per year. And last year, what was great, when we had Urban Art Kids join our little tour, that we really organized a full package in it for 2 days. So it was a little bit more than usual because it was the 10th anniversary of the project. And therefore we had an exhibition on June 15th, which was the last day before they left back to Oslo. And the big summer party where they also get their certificates. And it's amazing how fast they learn about moving smoothly through the city, but also German skills, everything. It's really a cultural exchange program. And the exhibition was very well received also by the people from Oslo and by the guest parents.
Yeah, talking about the exhibition, it was actually the collage we did throughout the workshop where they had to define what is Berlin for them. So to explain, some of them made a collage of the public transportation, or the Döner was very important for them, which is also always present in Berlin. Or
that's the first street food that you can find, obviously, when you are in Berlin and you're wandering around the streets. Then you see a lot of Döner kebab shops, and that is part of the city and the face of the city. And I like that we see our city through the eyes of the Norwegians, and they give us their impressions. Like this year, they told us, why are people running so fast when the next train comes after 5 minutes. In our country, it takes 30 minutes when the next train comes. So it's an interesting perception. And I think it is always very good also for us Berliners to see a different perspective on things.
Of the things, yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, it's if you're used to it that every 4 or 5 minutes the train is coming, mm-hmm. it's something different than, okay, I would run if the train is coming in 30 minutes. Obviously, then you will run faster than you would necessarily have to do that here. But mm-hmm. I think people in Berlin, they're always in a rush, you know, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. automatically that they're doing it. They want to be there.
Yeah, and obviously we have the konjunktiv. Would you be so kind to give me this or that? And that's something that's not existing in the Norwegian language. And for us, that's something that makes our language polite, also like Z and do. And it's very hard in the beginning for the students that they cannot just say do to their teacher. But they have to choose the polite form. And so there are many interesting steps on the way. And mostly in spring and summer, they feel really comfortable here and some would even like to stay.
Yeah.
And some come back to study. And we have also the first one who became a doctor here in Germany.
Oh, wow. Look how they got impressed by Berlin. That's mm-hmm. nice to hear those stories.
yes, it can change a lifetime. I mean, my mom was in London in the 60s and she just told me today, you know, it changes a lifetime. You always will remember when you did an exchange program or 1 year in a different country or city.
Yeah, so the project Norge is also part of your company of Find mm-hmm. You, and you're also organizing social events and also art events and art exhibitions, which are probably a little bit different from the normal ones. From Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. This is actually something because I did projects, a lot of cultural projects in the first half of my life in Munich, and I had a scholarship for Montreal, and we had performances in New York and mostly Switzerland, France, Italy. And from that time, I still like to organize projects and give a little bit a new perspective on space. So we are using different spaces. These are artists. Some of them are part of the Norwegian project even. And this year we chose two artists to accompany them. That means we put art into our sometimes the real estate properties that we actually sell.
Okay.
And we put them in a different dimension into the rooms. And sometimes we also have, for example, a factory or an extra special place where we show our artworks, basically.
Showing art in like real estate spaces. What does that mean? Like you go into a flat and then you, obviously it's empty because right now nobody's living in there. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're also refurbished.
Sometimes they have furniture, yeah. Because for a long time, for 10 years, we have been expert in also interior design, giving basically our consultation to owners who wanted to have it furnished for themselves or for their kids or to rent it out. And so there was this dimension of how to use the space and how to give it a special character and how do you give a flat character. And that's mostly also through the art that you choose and not to have an IKEA poster only on the wall. Yeah.
Obviously, it's much nicer to mm-hmm. give also artists a space, a special space where can they expose their artwork. I remember that you have one project that was called Das Tanzende Haus.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded really interesting. What is that about?
The dancing house. Yeah, that was actually Regina Roskoden, an artist who is a member of one of the oldest galleries here in Berlin. Berliner Künstlerverein and in Schöneberg, Schöneberger Ufer, and she regularly is also part of the group exhibitions there. And she has a very beautiful remise where she has her own art and this sculpture, playing with nature, playing with dried old tea bags, bricks, things that she found. And this objet trouvé kind of work process is something that I like very much, because I think coincidence is always a very strong part of art, and is something that I recognize as something super important. And I like it the way also Capsules, for example, was a series we did in 2019 in the co-working space, Tuesday co-working with John Nealon. And I think he's very open also for different ways of using space. And space is also the opportunity for get-togethers. And I love that very much. And it's also a connection and networking place, of course. And there, the capsules was the idea that you have Berlin images from Birgit Stichter, from this an artist from the Netherlands. And she put together two different parts, each half of a capsule. So it's like a pill. It looks like a pill.
Okay.
Can be put together in a different way. So you, as the observer or guest in this exhibition, can put together two images to a new Berlin image, basically.
Okay. And what was it made of, the capsule? How do you imagine that? It was part of different images, but how could we imagine, how did it, how did they fit together, or what material was it?
Yeah, so you can still see it on birgitstichter.com, on her website. You can also see it. We have, our company has five pages on the website. So the structure is two pages are our commercial business, Find Quick, finding instead of searching. The other one is also a shop where you can buy our products. And then the third one is the FindQ events and the FindQ social responsibility. So there you can find some of the images of this capsule exhibition. And the idea was to have photographs and collage pressed into this pill format. And the material is Alu Dibond.
Okay.
So these are really photographies in an image, basically.
Okay, but this exhibition that was shown in this Tuesday co-working space, but it's already over, or?
Yeah, there is
already.
Still, if you want to check it out, there's actually still one of the pictures in Feurigstraße in the space, yeah. And otherwise, I know that Birgit has open door in her own space where she actually works. It's her atelier, and it's possible to make an appointment and also to see those.
All right.
Works still.
Did you bring also the students there, the Norwegian students?
We did another project in November 2019 because of the 30th anniversary that the wall fell down. And I always like to connect history and Berlin historical background with art. And these were original works shown in the Sony Center before, which also are shown, that Birgit shows the again, it's the form that has the same form as these pieces of the wall.
All right.
So just like the pill, is the image is pressed into a pill. In this time, or in this exhibition, it was pressed into the form of a wall piece, but made of steel. And the images were pressed onto the steel, so the steel became colorful. So that was a very new way of looking at the wall and the images of Berlin as a collage.
Yeah, and also Sony Center must have been a nice location to show that at, right?
That was amazing, yeah, because it was the historic dance hall.
This little house that is inside the Sony Center, which just looks like it's like from a movie, you know, you don't really think it's real because it's inside, which is not really fitting. Yeah, there's something super modern design, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something unreal about it because it was lifted and taken with air cushions 200 meters to the right, and it's a historic place that is still part of this very modern architecture of Sony Center.
And coming back to my question, so did the students also go there and see the exhibition?
Yes.
Because it makes sense, like, because of that anniversary, to show them also interesting new cultural aspects about this.
Yes, that was a very touching experience, actually, because we did a tour. So we go at least once a year. We walk around a tour with a specific theme in Berlin. And this time it was the 9th of November. It was a rainy day. And I think, as everyone remembers, the inside of the city was full of police and a lot of excitement, but we went walking behind the castle that will become the Humboldt Forum and change the face of Berlin in 2020. And it was a historic moment for us because we also visited the original portal of the castle is part of a DDR architecture and the whole story of how this was put behind the castle into a different monument basically was an interesting story for us. And then we went into the apartment to see this exhibition and get personal impressions also from the guest parents, and some of them were born and raised in the east of Berlin. And they really told their personal story of that day 30 years ago.
Wow, must have been super interesting. Do you remember any story in particular where you think, wow, that's really amazing?
Yeah, there were amazing stories around the Bornholmer Brücke. And as Birgit also always uses bridges as a strong image in her work, this bridge was really the symbol of one of the mothers, 28 years old with a baby, going over that bridge and trembling and asking the police, are you sure I can come back if I just want to see the other side, and you're not going to shoot me? Yesterday you would have shoot me. So that was really, really touching.
Yeah, definitely sounds like. Mm-hmm. What are the projects for this year? What will you do with the students and with the art projects for this year? What's planned?
Yeah, for us, it's a new adventure to take the parents from Berlin to Norway, to the north, and see the Midsummer Nights. And that is a project that we are planning for August 2020 with the artist Claudia Grabase. And she's also part of the Norwegian project, but she's also working with students in her field, in her school. And she has a calendar and she has her own website that combines photography with flowers and painting.
Okay.
So that's an interesting take.
But they're doing this here, this this project. Mm-hmm. It's about Midsummer. Yeah, I think that's something very special. Mm-hmm. Also in the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, and it's also the idea of bringing together the Norwegian project or the Norwegian parents and the Berliners who haven't been there yet, maybe. So we always like to have this kind of exchange on different levels. And when there was the 10th anniversary, we went with four parents to Oslo in January. That was in January 2019. So they could see the Alumi, and that's the celebration inside the Kongshaven School, which was an old sailor school and has a very interesting appearance, also very strong image. It looks like a castle on the mountain. And there we had to get together with all the students from 10 years of this project. And that was also very
How many were there? Because if you have 30 per year, it must have been a lot of them.
I think there were like 100 students.
At least, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And yeah, so that's part of the NorgeBerlin.de. And also another project we are doing is that we still want to do one Berlin tour, of course, with Urban Art Kids in
we're
spring.
Looking forward. Great, yeah. So thank you so much for being here today and sharing this wonderful project. I know that you also always look for guest parents who host those students,
mm-hmm.
so
yes,
who's interested. So yeah, in this kind, we talk a little bit about more adolescent kids, which are already, take their, they really want to go abroad now, mm-hmm. you know, with that age is also a big challenge, but it's great that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful project. And we thank you for that. We are also part of it, that we can, with Urban Art Kids, also, help you and to show them a little bit the culture part. And
I think that's the great thing, is to see that children of many ages and different ages can profit from this cultural and education, artistic education that you offer, and that's something to express what is going on inside of you in every age. I think that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Nadia, for being here today.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
for
you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, hey, danke, danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit. Wir verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.